1071 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudle. Great to check in with Aaron Martin with Stratford and District Chamber of Commerce. And Aaron joins us in studio with lots to talk about. Aaron, good to see you.
Thanks for having me, Jamie.
Aaron, first off, you have been here, there, and everywhere. You have been very busy. You were just recently at Washington, D.C., is that right?
Yes, just on the 10th and 11th of June.
Okay.
So we flew down there, and we were with the Canadian Chamber of Commerce on their U.S. mission. Main items were talking, obviously, on the USMCA. The trade and tariffs and everything along those lines. And it was very interesting both to see the U.S. perspective, but also from other provinces as well.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for representing Stratford and area with something like this. That's awesome.
Yeah. We want to ensure that our local voices are heard and that we get as much information as we can back to our local businesses and that anything that they have said goes out to the broader audience as well so that we can essentially have the best thing going forward.
Yeah, exactly. So again, with something like that, great to have a conference or a get together like that. What was your takeaway from all? I mean, there's obviously so much discussion in terms of tariffs or provincial boundaries and that thing. Your overall takeaway from it?
I think the Americans want to make a deal with us. They see the USMCA as a very beneficial thing. So there was three options. The first one was they get rid of the whole agreement. No one wants that though. They want to ensure that that continues going forward. They see a huge value in trade with Canada. The other two options was a review or a renegotiation. Review is what Trump wants, and I think what Canada wants also as well. It means they can't open the agreement up too much. It has to be within the confines of the United States law, but they can make certain concessions, but it won't be too heavy. If it goes to a full-on renegotiation, it has to be approved by Congress then.
Mm-hmm.
And then Congress will want their pound of flesh, and that's where we could see even larger concessions being made because they could shift U.S. law to make those concessions
yeah,
larger.
And this can change by the hour, and it can change as we're talking about this.
Absolutely.
The whole thing. In terms of Stratford and area, your perspective from this, obviously there's concern. Do we have, is it a wait and see? Is there optimism from your perspective?
Yeah, so ideally they want to see a deal made within 2 years. If it's over that 2 year point, that's where things could get a bit more hairy, I would say. That's when businesses have had more time to expand their own capacity in the United States, and you could see possibly lines shifting that way. American companies have already made the investments here right now, so they want to see a deal go through. They want to ensure that jobs and production staying here. They love that dollar difference. That's huge to Canadian and American trade.
Yeah.
So hopefully we can make something that's beneficial for both parties going forward. And I know there was lots of talk on timber and dairy concessions, and that mostly wasn't an economical one, but more or less one that was focused politically. So for the American voters, so in the Midwest, you have a large amount of dairy producers.
Because mm-hmm. this get-together was happening in Washington, D.C.,
yes.
We should reiterate. Yeah.
Yes, yeah. And so they went, if we can get into the Canadian market, that's not so much of an economic boon. It's more or less them going, yeah, we did one up for our voter base, and they'll feel they have that win. Timber would be for the Northeast United States and Pacific United States.
Okay, so to get those. I don't know if the Americans are ready for bagged milk, though. That's the only thing.
No, not yet.
Well, thank you so much for that perspective on that. Yes. We really appreciate it. And thank you for representing Stratford and area for something like that. And you recently just had the AGM with Stratford District Chamber of Commerce?
Yes. So this was our 159th, I
think. Wow.
I might have to double check that. I could be wrong on that. I'm pretty sure that's what it is.
We won't hold you to it. Well, we won't hold you to it.
But no, it was well attended, and we did a debrief on that entire trip. So a lot of people stayed to hear that, I do believe.
Sure.
And if anyone wants to hear more on that, more than willing to talk, stop in the office anytime
or
send me an email.
Okay, because people can reach out. You know, we're having this discussion, but people can reach out, get in touch with you. I'm sure people have lots of questions, lots of concerns, but that they can reach out.
Yeah, we want to be the business community. Squeaky wheel ultimately.
Yeah.
So if there's something that's a hindrance, let us know, because then we can put that through the different channels and get it seen and hopefully identified and fixed.
Yeah, exactly. So. Well, we appreciate that. And we appreciate all the get-togethers that are happening. We recently had a Business After Five at Royal LePage Hiller Realty. Great to see you out and great to see all the folks out there for that too.
Yeah, it was fantastic. Great networking opportunity. So.
Yeah. And those Business After Fives happen generally every month, is that
right? Every month except for July and August, as most people people are away on holidays, so we tend not to host them. We'll have our Celebration of Summer, which is on the 18th of August.
Coming up in August.
And that'll be at Broken Rail.
Oh, so, nice spot for that.
Yes.
Oh, fantastic. But at the last get-together, the Business After Five, you had some news about Shannon Stewart.
Yes, unfortunately, Shannon will be stepping back from the Chamber of Commerce. We're really sad to see her go, but we wish her the best in her next adventure. She won't be far, though. She said she's going to be at most of the events still.
Oh, sure.
Once you're part of the Chamber, you never really leave.
That's
so it's we're really happy for her, and we wish her the best. And so if Shannon's out there and you're listening, best of luck, and we'll see you around for
and
sure.
Keep in touch, Shannon, and yes. Thank you for all that you've done with Stratford End District Chamber of Commerce over the years. Shannon, sir, was such a big part of it. But as you say, you never really leave the chamber, because it's all about networking. It's about getting together and sharing ideas and resources.
Yeah.
That sort of thing.
And building each other up and ensuring that we all have a better standard of life, right? So
you bet.
And Shannon's been instrumental in that. So
we also should mention, certainly usually in May is when we have the big Business Excellence Awards, but we still have that to look forward to.
Yes. So more details will be coming out on that soon. We are looking to shift that into November. We're really excited to make more announcements about it, but I've been told by the planning committee I can't say anything.
Fair enough.
Until a couple months. So,
that's all right. But we do know Marion DeWeaver is going to be the Business Entrepreneur of the Year, or the Business. What is the official title?
Leader.
Business leader.
Leader, yes.
Excellence par none. Yes. There you go. But a great choice.
Oh, and well-deserving. So instrumental in our local community. She's one of those people where you go to an event and you turn around and you see her there.
Yeah.
She's always there. She's always committed. And then you look at the business that she's operating with, and it's top-notch, right?
Absolutely. So Marion DeWeaver, again, the Business Leader of the Year. And, of course, that's part of the upcoming Business Excellence
Absolutely.
Awards. With all of that. And of course, I'm Marion with Home End Company. All right, Aaron Martin with Stratford and District Chamber of Commerce. Anything else? I think we covered lots here.
I think so. Thank you for having me.